Noir slammed into the war room, with fury streaming through his blood.
"We've been routed!"
Azira looked up, aghast.
"By whom?"
"Who do you think?"
"Jaden," she sneered. "I'll have him skinned for this."
Noir had had the same thought himself.
"There's nothing more to be done about it.
The Skotai we had taken have defected back to the Onoroi. Zealous is dead, killed by Madoc. Nike has been freed and Kratos restored."
Azira cursed. With Kratos back at full strength, he could break Jaden free from them. Or worse, find Cam and Razar. That would be disastrous for them.
"We have got to find Braith."
Everything in the universe was balance. Their sister Braith was theirs. She was a necessary counterbalance, and no matter what, they needed her. Noir growled low in his throat.
"And the Malachi. We have to make sure we either kill him or convert him."
Because he alone held the power to overthrow all of the Source Gods and wipe them out. If he ever absorbed their powers, not even Jared could stop him. He would be able to destroy all creation and set the universe back to nil. Those powers needed to be Noir's. With them, there was no pantheon or power who could stand against him. Azira narrowed her gaze.
"At least we have the Galu. They might be more effective than the Skotai for now, anyway."
He nodded.
"But this will take much more careful planning on our part. The Greeks are more resourceful than I'd given them credit for."
"No, Kratos was more resourceful. But that's all right. This is only one battle. The war will be ours."
Noir inclined his head to her.
"Yes, it will. As for Jaden..."
Azira laughed.
"He's going to be a very sorry intermediary."
"Yes. He will be, and I'm going to have fun with our new friends."
She arched a brow at that.
"What new friends?"
"The Greeks. It's time to let them know we will have no mercy on them. Besides, we have an ally they don't even know about. Yet."
Azira laughed.
"True, and it's one they'll never suspect."
Delphine sat in a small room with Madoc, Zarek, and Zeth. By their dour expressions, Jericho knew something had happened while he was gone.
"What?"
Zeth shoved a brittle piece of parchment at him. As soon as he looked at it, words wrote themselves across it.
"Noir has officially declared war on us and on the Dark Hunters. If we surrender his Malachi, he'll let us live. If we don't..."
Jericho laughed.
"He's going to make our lives hell."
"It's not funny,"
Zeth snapped. Undaunted, Jericho shrugged.
"No, it isn't. But we knew this was coming."
Zarek sat back in his chair and tucked his hands behind his head.
"We have to find Cam and Razar,"
Jericho agreed.
"And train that damned Malachi."
Zarek snorted.
"Good luck on that."
"Why?"
"He's a nasty little bastard. I wanted to kill him years ago, but Ash wouldn't let me. After all is said and done, Ash may be wishing he'd not held me back."
After all was said and done, they might all be wishing that. Jericho moved to stand beside Delphine's chair.
"Well, there's nothing more to be done tonight. I, for one, am exhausted. I've been threatened, beaten, bitten, and killed. And that was just in the last hour."
Delphine shook her head at him.
"You need someone to tuck you in, sweetie?"
"For that, my goddess, I would worship you forever."
Laughing, she got up and followed him to her room. He looked around at all the white lace and other frilly things that made this room uniquely hers.
You know, this place is really girly.
She hesitated. You want me to redecorate?
No,
he said, dissolving his clothes and concealing his wings into his back so that he could slide into bed.
Oh, I love the fact that everything in here smells like you.
She picked up a corner of her comforter and sniffed it. No, it doesn't. I don't smell. He smiled at her offended tone.
You don't stink. But your scent is all over everything, and that's why I don't want anything changed. I love the way you smell. It comforts me. Now, come to bed and let me hold you.
She stiffened, and so did he. Is that an order?
No,
he said with a tired yawn.
It's the sound of me begging.
You're really out of practice with that.
He smiled.
True.
Naked, Delphine snuggled up to his back and wrapped her arms around him. In all his life, no one had ever held him like this. Even as tired as he was, he reveled in the comfort of her love.
I'm scared, Jericho, she whispered in his ear. And I'm not used to coping with fear.
It's all right. I'm not used to coping with love and trust.
He took her hand into his and kissed her pale, unscarred knuckles.
We can be the blind leading the blind.
Delphine squeezed his hand.
But as long as we're together,
nothing will ever touch us. You are all that matters to me, my angel, and I would walk through hell just to touch your face.
And I would walk through hell just to bring you food.
Jericho laughed.
Good. Because when I wake up, I'm going to be starving.
I'll have something waiting for you. What would you like?
He rolled over and pulled her against him.
You, naked in my bed, that's all the sustenance I'll ever need.